email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
The Only Girl in the Orchestra is a documentary which has been nominated for an Oscar this year. It's a story of trailblazing Orin O'Brien, who was a double bassist, still is a double bassist, who became the first female musician in the New York Philharmonic Orchestra in 1966. The documentary was made by Orin's niece, Molly. And Molly is on the line now from New York. Hello, Molly.
Hello, Mr. D'Arcy. Thank you for having me.
Good to talk to you. Congratulations on the beautiful documentary, Made with Love.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, I'm glad you noticed.
Yeah. So you and Orin, you're the last members of the family living.
Yes, we're the last members of the O'Brien strand here in the U.S. But I mean, obviously, at least on our small little family. But obviously, there are millions of O'Briens across the planet.
We've noticed. Yes,
we're not a small group.
Which begs the question of the Irish connection. Let's get that out of the way. Is there one?
My family came. My Irish family came to the United States in the 1840s. My great grandparents on my father's side.
Aha! Uh-huh. So the time of the Great Famine.
Yes.
Ah, right.
Yes.
Okay.
That time, yeah, to San Francisco, and my great grandfather actually rose from policeman to chief of police of San Francisco. His name was Daniel O'Brien, Daniel Joseph O'Brien, and then his son, George O'Brien, was a movie star. He made over 80 films in Los Angeles. And of course, his daughter, Orin O'Brien, is the only girl in the orchestra, our protagonist
in
the movie.
Yes, yeah. So George was a sort of a John Wayne type figure, Orin's dad.
Yes, he was. Most of his films were Westerns. He got his start with John Ford and starred in films like The Iron Horse and She Wore a Yellow Ribbon. Yeah. Western star.
Orin's mom was a movie star as well, Marguerite Churchill.
Yes, Marguerite Churchill was in, I think, 12 movies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She actually starred with John Wayne in his first starring role, The Big Trail, in 1930.
Ah, right. So Orin, their eldest daughter, wanted to be a musician and particularly played the double bass from a young age.
Correct. She was in high school. She played the piano. And then when she was 15, 16, she asked to be in the high school orchestra. And they told her they had enough pianists and you know, go grab a double bass. If you can learn to play it in 6 months, you can have a spot in the orchestra. And she fell in love with the double bass for its low tones, its beauty, the way it vibrates through your whole body and the way it supports the rest of the orchestra. She fell in love. Yep.
Yeah, she describes it in the documentary as the floor of the orchestra supporting all the other musicians.
Yes, and without the floor, everybody else would fall through and fall apart.
Yeah,
exactly.
She's an amazing woman. She's just short of 90 now.
Yes.
And you made the documentary around the time of her retirement.
Correct. I'd asked her for over 10 years to make the film, but she kept saying no until in 2021... she decided to retire sort of during the pandemic. And when there was a lull in the pandemic, and we took our time shooting, obviously, because we didn't want to work when the pandemic was at its worst. But, you know, on and off, we were able to enter her life and document that transition from being a professional on stage to a teacher. And she's still teaching now. She still has private students.
Mm. So 55 years in the New York Philharmonic. And when she started, the Philharmonic Orchestra was being conducted by Leonard Bernstein. And he was glowing in her praise of your auntie.
Yes, Bernstein was brave enough to break that glass ceiling and hire Orin as the first full-time musician in the New York Philharmonic in 1966. And he praised her for her ability to concentrate, and he wondered whether she might have memorized every note of every piece they play, because he would look over and she's always looking at him and not down at the music.
Right. Mm-hmm. And back then, much was made of the fact that your aunt was the first female full-time member of the orchestra. And odd things, well, it was a different time, of course. But they refer to her as her curvy shape, which matched the curves of the double bass. Mm-hmm. It's laughable now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sort of shocking to us now when, you see what was written about her at the time. The press did make a big deal of her being the first woman in the orchestra, and they said things like, she's curvy as the double bass she plays. Mm. And then, you know, conductors, like a few conductors were quoted as saying, I don't know, women are just not as good at 60 as men are at 60. There was a lot of sexism and skepticism about a woman's ability to be a professional musician, which of course now is ridiculous, yeah, to us.
And Oren was uncomfortable with the attention at the time. Probably that feeds into why you had to plea with her over 10 years to make the documentary. She's just not fond of the limelight.
She isn't. She grew up in celebrity, and during the birth of celebrity culture in Los Angeles, California, both of her parents were movie stars, and she turned her back on all that and picked up a double bass, which is, of course, an ensemble instrument, and said, I want to live a life in a supporting role where I can enjoy what everybody else is doing and not participate in the ritual elbowing out of the way that folks do in order to be soloists. She elected to be an ensemble player. And so that's truly what the film's about and what it's trying to elevate. But of course, it's not lost on me that in that process of elevating the ensemble and her philosophy of playing as a, you know, as part of a team, I have also ironically thrust her back into the spotlight where she does not want to be. So there's a tension there, but I think that's part of what makes the film.
Yeah,
good.
And you leave some of that tension in. One of the quotes from Oren, you're trying to make me more important, and I'm not comfortable with that.
Yes, she snaps at me. There's a family story there too, a niece and aunt story for sure. Our relationship is an honest one. She's able to be honest with me on camera.
And it's mainly her talking, but you do say in the documentary that your admiration for your aunt is obvious. And she, you say of her, she navigated getting older better than anyone I've ever known. What's her secret then?
Well, I think it lies in what we were just talking about, Ray. I think it's about choosing something that you love, dedicating your life to it, getting really, really good at it until your skill and your love are both undeniable. And then, of course, giving back, because Oren is at her center a teacher. She taught at Juilliard, Manhattan School of Music, and Manus, the three major conservatories in New York City, for 30, 40 years. She has private students, and she believes very much in passing it on. So I think the secret to her longevity is both in her mastery of doing something she loves, but also in her generosity in giving that back to the next generation.
It's my favorite instrument, the double bass.
Oh.
Yeah, I've always said to people, I've started learning the drums, but I used to say that if ever I would learn an instrument, it would be the double bass. It's not really practical, but Oren had this lovely collection of double basses, and she sold some of them. She gave some of them to her students, but one of them is called the Duke. Tell us about the Duke.
The Duke was her biggest bass, very broad-shouldered, handsome English bass that was made during the 1700s when George III, I believe, was king. And she picked it up on tour when she was in London with the New York Philharmonic. And she loved the bass very much. It has a beautiful, beautiful, deep, deep, rich tone. It's sort of a dark mahogany color. But it is not comfortable to play. To get her arms around it was uncomfortable. So she ended up not using it as her primary bass, but it's one of her favorites, yes.
Yeah. So as I was saying, she's 90 this year. How is she?
She's doing really well. Her dance card is full. She goes to concerts at Lincoln Center quite often. She's been doing a ton of press for the film, bless her, even though she doesn't love doing that. And she's been doing a bang-up job at it. And she has students and colleagues and friends over for dinner all the time. It's hard for me to get a coffee in with her, to be honest with you. She's quite busy.
The exciting thing for people who are listening is that it's available to watch on Netflix, because oftentimes when we talk about these documentaries, they're not available, and it's there. It's a beautiful watch. It's just over 30 minutes long. So nominated for an Oscar. Congratulations again. Why do you think they went for this, your work?
Oh, well, I never expected to be nominated for an Academy Award, but here we are. I mean, I made a film about my 87 at the time year old double bass playing aunt that I wasn't expecting to make it to the Oscars. I suppose it's just very relatable. Many of us have aunties or relatives who we admire. And of course, that's one piece of the film. We all love someone who is really good at what they do. And Orn is a master double bassist. So it's a joy to watch that. And also, she's just very charismatic. She's funny. She's the other secret to her longevity, I think, is her sense of humor. So perhaps that's what appealed to the Academy. I really can't answer beyond that. I don't know.
Yeah. And of course, it's not often that the maker and, you know, the star have such a, you know, a close relationship. That obviously counts for something.
Oh, yeah. I hope that comes through as my deep, deep love and admiration for her.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what about you? Do you play a musical instrument?
I don't. I tried to play classical guitar, but I failed.
Right.
As a child. No, it's not in my skill set.
You can return to it. You can return to it. They recommend as you get older that you take up a musical instrument. It's good for everything. Dexterity. Anyway, The Only Girl in the Orchestra is on Netflix, and the Oscars are coming up in March. So good luck in that, Molly O'Brien, and congratulations again on a beautiful little documentary. Thanks, Molly.
Thank you, Ray.
Bye now.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.